This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number three in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we spent the better part of the first 2 hours discussing off and on the Bundy Ranch situation, specifically because one of the activists that took part in that thing wound up being sentenced to 87 months in prison for criminal conspiracy, and there was probably something else in there as well. He wound up pleading guilty, wanted to revoke the guilty plea, because Amon Bundy and several others that took part in the occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge wound up being acquitted, and his thoughts were, wait a second, if they were acquitted in this different but similar situation, I could win this case. The judge said, you aren't sufficiently sorry, therefore you can't repeal your guilty plea, and I'm tacking on an extra 16 months on your sentence.
And one to grow on. Yeah, it was absolutely absurd.
This is going to hurt you more than it hurts me.
Yeah, it was.
I'm doing this for your own good.
So bad, and this judge has been all over the place during this whole case. I haven't followed it as closely as a lot of my friends have, but it is just, it's a travesty. It really is. We no longer have the right to protest our government. That's what it comes down to.
Right. Well, you have the right to protest, but only in the manner that they want you to be able to protest.
Yes.
Just like there was the appeal about a dozen years ago where the We the People Foundation had filed some petitions for redress with the federal government. They never received a response, so they filed some kind of something with the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to hear their thing, and they wound up giving a rationale of, well, you're saying that your petitions for redress are going unanswered. Well, that's fine. You have the right. The First Amendment does recognize your right to petition for redress of grievance, but there is no obligation that any government ever actually address your grievance.
Right.
So your right is not being violated.
Yeah, and if you go back to the earliest days of the Bundy Ranch standoff, one of the very first things that happened was the federal government, once people started coming in, and people, you know, in the area, just in the area, heard about what was going on at Bundy Ranch, how the BLM was there, and that they had brought snipers. The BLM rolls in full force. They bring in their SWAT teams and everything else, and they set up a free speech area. That was one of the first things that happened, that they sectioned off a little bit of ground and said, here's where you can practice your free speech.
Yes.
Just get inside this corral, and you can do it there. The second thing that happened was people rightfully said, no, I'm not going to restrain myself to that area. I'm going to protest where I want, because according to you guys, this is public land. So they went out, and there were some shouting confrontations between BLM staff and between protesters. The thing that set Jerry off, because I've heard this from a couple different people, and hopefully I don't get this wrong, but the video of protesters being tased, including one of the Bundys, because he was yelling at a BLM, so they tased him, and a dog being sicked on one of the female protesters who was not a member of the family.
Wow.
One of these attack dogs. And that, from what I've heard, was one of the things that prompted Jerry to go, you know what? get in the truck. We're going to Nevada.
And there was, speaking of attack dogs, and we will change the discussion here, there's something absolutely absurd from near my hometown. But speaking of attack dogs, there was a court ruling not too terribly long ago that being mauled by an attack dog is not a violation of, was it the Fourth or Fifth Amendment?
I don't remember this.
But, you know, like being mauled by an attack dog, you're basically being restrained. Your person is being, you know, seized by the government.
No argument there.
But the court ruled that that's not an illegal seizure and violation.
Unreal. People out there, please keep telling yourselves you live in a free country.
Yeah. As Bill Hicks said, you are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you. And that's a nice segue to something that a couple of teenagers from Gardendale, Alabama, which is a suburb of Birmingham, where I was born and raised, they're free to do as the local government tells them.
Yeah, they can do as the government has. And again, this is from Birmingham, Alabama. Teens in Gardendale are in for a rude awakening this summer when it comes to cutting grass. Daryl, did you ever cut grass? Heather, did you ever mow somebody's lawn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I did too.
Make also, raked leaves without ever getting a permit.
Oh dear.
Cleaned out gutters.
Gutter cleaner.
You know, that's climbing up a ladder. I never wore a safety harness.
That explains why your mind's always in the gutter.
She's good tonight.
So I've got a funny story about cleaning gutters. One time, and this was, I was not involved in the cleaning of these gutters. It was my dad and my brother, and it was the middle of summer. They were cleaning one of the neighbors of my grandmother, you know, cleaning out the gutters, and climbed up
onto the
roof to get, you know, the because of the way the
let me
thing
clean
was.
Your gutters.
So they're cleaning out the gutters. This neighbor had a pool. My brother asked my dad, "Hey, when we're done, do you think I can go swimming in the pool?" My dad thought it would be a good idea to throw my brother into the pool.
Nice.
And my brother wound up going into shock because of the drastic change from being really hot on the roof to the cold. And my dad then, like, leapt into the pool after him to save him.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
The moral of that story is, if you're cleaning out gutters and there's a swimming pool, don't jump directly from the roof into the pool. Or
that's crazy.
Also, don't throw your children into the swimming pool from the roof.
Important safety tip, kids. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
All right. So, again,
cutting grass in Gardendale, Alabama.
Yep. According to the city ordinance, you must have a business license. Wait. That must only apply to landscaping companies, right? Wrong. Teenagers have been threatened by officials and other lawn services, note that, to show their city-issued license before cutting a person's lawn for extra summer cash. Cutting grass is often one of the first jobs many have in the summer, but a business license in Gardendale costs $110, and for a job just for a couple months, that could be a bit extreme.
So let me give another story. This from Birmingham proper. My great-grandmother, before she passed away, lived one block away from Legion Field, which was the football stadium that University of Alabama played at. Auburn at the time played a couple home games a year there.
Okay.
There were also some, not semi-pro, but the, do you remember the USFL?
Yeah.
That was the spring competitor to the NFL back in the early 80s.
Yep.
Birmingham had a USFL team that played at Legion Field. And so what we would do to make some extra money, park cars in the front yard, $5 a car.
Right.
I remember being super young, standing on the street corner, waving a pom-pom, yelling $5, $5 parking. At some point, and I don't remember how old I was, but at some point, the city council decided that everybody parking cars in their yard was conducting business and had to get a business license. And again, $100 for the year.
Right.
And because football season is from, you know, like August to December, you're paying $100 to operate a quote unquote business for like 4 months. Absolutely ridiculous. More from this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue with this story in just a second, but do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, If you do, then join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. We're talking about this ridiculousness out of Gardendale, Alabama, which is not too terribly far from where I grew up. And yeah, I want to point out this is not just, ridiculousness in Alabama.
Right.
There were stories that I remember we covered before winter last year of some teenagers in New Jersey that were offering a sidewalk shoveling service, and they were told, well, you don't have a permit to solicit people. Now, if somebody calls you and asks you to shovel, that's different, but you can't go door to door knocking on doors and asking your next door neighbor if they want their sidewalk shoveled. You need a permit, an itinerant vendor permit for
right.
that.
Most towns that implement those soliciting things, the reason they claim to do that is to protect the elderly. Because
right.
when I was in insurance sales on the Cape, one of the things we do is we door knock people turning 65 going on Medicare because I right. brokered Medicare supplements. So in one town, the town of Yarmouth, was the only one that we weren't allowed to door knock because we didn't, well, unless you went and got a permit or whatever, right. you'd have to, like, register with the town. It was
but just is equally insane is the fact that we had cities across the country shutting down lemonade stands.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal a couple years ago, and I'm sure they're still
Here?
Out there. It happened all over the United States.
Yeah.
There were all sorts of municipalities.
Couple of friends of mine that went down to Washington, D.C., set up a lemonade stand on Capitol Hill.
Right.
They were arrested for the ludicrous crime of vending on Capitol Hill without a permit. Now, the reason I say it's ludicrous, there's no such thing as a permit to vend on Capitol Hill. So they were arrested and charged with possessing a non-existent permit.
Not possessing a non-existent permit.
Yes.
That was a quadruple negative, I think, Daryl. I think we may have set a new negative record.
It's just
luckily the judge did drop the charges.
Well, good.
There was another girl that was like a 10 or 11-year-old girl that was like baked a bunch of cupcakes to raise money for a friend in her class that had like some disease.
Yeah.
And I guess she started taking like cupcake orders to bake for people. And she ended up getting so many because somebody shared it online. And then all of a sudden the Board of Health came and like shut it down because she was doing it out of her kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah.
You need a commercial kitchen to wind up selling food. Now, you want to have a barbecue in your backyard? Yeah, that's fine.
Well, not necessarily, because towns have shut down barbecues for environmental
really?
Reasons. That happened in Florida.
What if you charge?
Wow.
Yeah.
Charge for a burger.
If you charge, then you're selling food.
Yeah, then you're bringing
but
the health department in.
But if you're just having a cookout.
Right.
You're just having a cookout, unless it's one of these, like, environmental, there's too many
That's
flames.
So weird. In so many situations, it's like you can give stuff away for free, but you can't charge
Not
a
always.
Price for it.
Unless you're giving away free food to the homeless. Because that's happened. Because now
there
you had
the
like
93-year-old minister that got arrested in Fort Lauderdale
for
three nights in a row.
Yeah,
well,
for
you know,
giving
about
away
the
free
one,
food.
Like, I know in Keene when they would... There was some bill or something, or was it Keene or Manchester or something? But I guess certain neighbors complained about the homeless being
yeah.
fed in the park. And I think those are just like uptight people, like goody two shoes, that don't have a heart and see people that are homeless as like subordinates,
Right. But because we have a government that can use its power to
right.
dictate behavior You know, it's horrendous. I'm going to continue with this.
Well,
because there's really not much to this story.
But before you do, let's go to the phones.
Oh, better yet.
We've got Dave calling in from New Hampshire. I believe this is Dave Ridley of RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, had you guys reported yet tonight on the Jerry DeLamas arrest?
Yes, we spent a good part of the first 2 hours off and on discussing the Jerry DeLamas situation.
Off and on, but if you want to talk about it, please do, Dave.
Where he was sentenced to 87 months in federal prison for his participation in the Bundy Ranch situation.
I have an alternate piece of news that I can give you, but I did have a thought about the DeLamas thing that probably hasn't come up yet. But I would just, you know, imagine how different the situation would be if this judge, instead of just sentencing him kind of like any other, you know, rebel or alleged militia member or whatnot, if she had to consider first, you know, what impact is this going to have on New Hampshire's relationship with the union? What will this do? Could this cause a growth in the independence movement? Could there be this or that? I doubt any of those thoughts went through her mind.
Of course.
Because our independence movement is too small. And that's why you need a mid-sized or large independence movement, if possible, whether you get independence or not.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad point.
Yeah, and you know, it's definitely something to think about. Of, you know, hey, will these sort of arrest and long prison sentences wind up affecting the way people think about the tyrannical United States federal government?
Yeah, it was the arrest of the Mladina reporters in Slovenia that played a big role in leading to the breakup of Yugoslavia. Where they, you know, the central government overplayed its hand. They seized some reporters who hadn't really done anything wrong, and that started pushing Slovenia towards a referendum. And, you know, actually it all worked out fairly well for Slovenia, not for Yugoslavia. But, you know, ultimately what we should be aiming for is the kind of peaceable breakup that happened in the Soviet Union. And to have that, we need to have, you know, we just have to have an independence movement, and everybody's thinking inside the box now. They're like, well, we'll go to Trump, you know, and we'll ask for a pardon, and we'll do all this stuff inside the system and keep waving this awful flag of ours, and instead of shutting down this institution that is capable of coming into our states and taking our people.
Good point. Yeah, and I know secessionists and secessionism is one of those things that a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their head around. They immediately think civil war. What are we talking about? Slavery? That's not it at all. It's talking about states' rights and the right of people to self-govern.
And I found people are more receptive to the word independence.
Right.
And I would definitely suggest that people check out the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. Also, NH Exit is Dave's thing. NH Exit and Foundation for New Hampshire
Yesterday,
Independence.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much of alcohol. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into this story about business licenses required for teenagers to cut grass. And while this story is specifically about the city of Gardendale, Alabama, I can guarantee you it applies in a bunch of places across the country. And as I mentioned earlier, there were stories that we covered back in the wintertime of towns in New Jersey telling teenagers that wanted to shovel their neighbors' driveways and sidewalks that they were not allowed to go door-to-door soliciting customers. Yeah. That they had to post something somewhere 24 hours in advance, and they could get calls of, I want you to come do this, or they could go get an itinerant vendor permit.
Hmm. I wonder if politicians face the same challenges if they wanted to go door-to-door and ask
for votes. No, because that's not commercial activity.
Oh, so depending on what you're doing, if you're a politician going door to door asking for votes, that's okay, no problem.
Correct.
And arguably, you're probably, a lot of politicians are selling something that is completely false, where you may actually be providing a real service.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go.
So we'll get back into this story, but first, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Albuquerque, where we've got Sarah calling in. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I wanted to elaborate on one of my volunteer works, is that I handed out around 500 voter registration cards.
Wow, good for you.
So, nice.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I bet stacks in like the university libraries, like 10 here, 20 here. And also I handed around like 300 voter registration cards.
So when you say you distributed these, were you just walking around dropping them in places, or were you actually talking to people to get them registered to vote?
No, my emphasis was the online registration voter printed on the bottom.
Okay.
www.sos.state.nm.us/voter_registration.com. That was my point. So,
gotcha.
You know, once they have, I wanted them to get a copy of that print so they could, anybody could register online.
That's kind of cool.
Right. But again, that doesn't answer the question. The question was, were you just, you know, like dropping stacks of these
forms somewhere,
or did you have like an outreach table set up on the sidewalk and asking people that walked by, are you registered to vote? Would you like information on registering to vote?
No, I never had a table, and I never registered anybody to vote. I just handed it the form.
Gotcha.
I gave them the form.
Can you help? All right. Hey, that's very cool.
Good job.
Well, the thing is, my accomplishment is, what I was going to say is that, you know, our state of New Mexico, it hit the record of the highest registered voters in history of New Mexico, you know, thanks to my effort. And also, I met about five other voter registrars. They make you take a course.
Wow. So that's how do you know how long New Mexico has had the highest voter registration count?
No, I mean, we break our own record. In other words, years before, we had like maybe another.
She's not comparing New Mexico to any other state.
Oh,
she's just
okay.
saying that New Mexico
that.
Right now has more registered voters than New Mexico has ever had previously.
I'd be curious to know
right
the
now.
Saturation rate for like different states is, you know, which state has the highest percentage of its population registered
to
vote.
Technically, that would be North Dakota, because North Dakota does not have voter registration. They consider every resident in the state over the age of 18 to be a voter.
Registered.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, if you're going to, you know, try to figure out who's got the most, North Dakota has highest percentage because everybody's registered.
But either way, Sarah, I absolutely, I think we all do, commend you for doing that. It's good to get out there and get people involved, get them to, and that's the first step. You know, if you're not even registered to vote, then you're probably not going to be very involved in anything else. Right. So if people do get, maybe they'll get the bug and say, you know what, maybe I should read up on the issues before I go vote. And We think that's
a great
thing.
What I wanted to make was that a lot of times that all of us put ourselves involved in activism, and a lot of times that we think that we're just beating our head against the rock, and we don't see any actual solid result. But, you know, the voter registration, I got result, get out the vote, we broke records as most voters turnout. I worked on the smoke ordinance, we got that done. You know, bars and restaurants accomplished. So, you know, a lot of things that I worked in, I got to see the end result of it. So a lot of the stuff that I did work in, I lost in some of the fights, like red light cameras, it's all gone now. But, you know, when people tell me that nothing that you do or sign or vote, nothing never matters, I think they're just kind of out of it. You know what I mean?
I would say they're cynical.
Yeah,
and
I get that, too.
I can understand why some people would be cynical, because, you know, it's not something that you see the results immediately on. There are things that lobbyists have been working on for years, sometimes decades, before you finally wind up seeing some results. And there are people that, you know, instant gratification.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you don't see an instant gratification marathon,
right?
Because people that want instant gratification, they want it now, not 26.2 miles down the road.
So, Sarah, would you say that listening to Free Talk Live has inspired you to get more active and in your activism?
No, you know what? I'm actually calling the Free Talk Live, and if I could get maybe, even if I have 10, 15 listeners of what I have to say, that might push the agenda. Like, for example, like I was telling you about smoking around children is that we, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I want to encourage the parents to stop smoking in their homes.
My pediatrician said my son's not getting enough tar and nicotine.
That was a joke.
No, you guys belittle me. You think that's their home, that's their car. They can kill their kids if they want to. It sounds silly right now. You know what?
We've never encouraged people to kill their children, Sarah.
Never.
No, I think smoking around kids is bad, though.
I think it's bad.
I'm a former smoker that, you know, I never smoke in my house. You know what I mean? But it's really,
right, but
really not much better smoking in your car, which I would do.
Just because something is bad doesn't mean that politicians should make a law saying you can't do it, and if you do it, we're going to fine you a bunch of money, and if you don't pay the bunch of money, we're going to throw you in jail, and if you don't go to jail, we will kill you.
Yeah, no, there doesn't need to be a law.
That's the end result of all of your advocacy for adding more laws, Sarah. I will commend you and thank you for trying to get people registered to vote.
Yep.
Excellent. That's about it.
You never know. The smoke thing at home, it might have something. You know what? It might, me talking about it on the show, you know, may wind up doing something, like I said, 10, 15 years later. You know,
sure.
You might,
yeah.
like, you know what?
Yep, might wind up seeing a bunch of people thrown in jail. You would be happy to see that.
I hope if someone's listening to this smoking a cigarette with a kid in the car, you throw it out your window right now and realize, you know what? It can wait because your kid's health is precious.
How about use a nicotine patch? If you need your nicotine that bad, use a nicotine patch, the nicotine gum, some other kind of thing instead of lighting up a cigarette in front of your kid. But again, it should not be illegal.
I saw a pregnant woman smoking the other day. It was so sad. I mean, what? You know, I don't like judging people's actions, but that's just...
You have a problem with it.
I mean, smoking cigarettes while you're pregnant? Like, I don't think there should be, like...
I think
I'm not going to force my views, but yeah, I think it's selfish move.
Good ideas don't require force, Sarah. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Sarah.
The call. And again, I will, you know, commend her on passing out the voter registration form. That's it. I'm not going to commend her on advocating for more laws.
She got a Daryl Attaboy.
For more taxes, for more regulations on a bunch of things. But, you know, I'm glad she actually did something that I would consider to be productive. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery, yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're going to do any shopping online, which, you know, let's face it, basically everybody does shopping online these days, right? Well, how about you start that shopping experience by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Once you're there, you can click on links for Amazon, Walmart, Newegg, or there's a couple other places that you can go. And really, the only difference is that Free Talk Live winds up basically getting a commission for sending some customers to one of our affiliates. And if you don't want to always go back to shop.freetalklive.com, you can just, you know, go there once and then bookmark the link that you want to go to. And then you can just click the bookmark. And it's basically the same thing. Shop.freetalklive.com and help Free Talk Live by doing something that you were probably going to do anyway, and that is shop online. There's a little bit more on this story out of Gardendale.
Yeah, very little.
Where the teenagers wanting to cut grass, you know, have this thing called a summer job, a little bit of responsibility.
Right. Maybe their first job ever.
They're learning something about government.
Yes, they are. The government of Gardendale is telling them that they have to have a business license, which costs $110. And apparently they're being confronted by city officials and other lawn care companies.
Of course they are.
Of course they are.
We've got to jump through this hoop and hurdle and get this permit. Same damn thing that the taxi companies do to Uber.
Absolutely.
And to Lyft.
Absolutely.
And to Sidecar. It's the same thing that the hotels do to Airbnb.
Yeah, it's protectionism.
We had to jump through this hoop. It doesn't matter that, you know, you're 16 and you're trying to earn some money to take your girlfriend to the dollar movie theater.
Right.
You want to be able to, you know, like, buy her some popcorn while you're watching a movie that, you know, everybody else saw 6 months ago.
Right.
No. Bend over and take it and give us your money.
$110 up front. Quote, I've never heard of a child cutting grass. who had to have a business license, unquote, said Elton Campbell. Campbell's granddaughter cut grass around the neighborhood. Quote, she charges one lady $20, another lady $30, and another girl $40 besides
all right,
what
so
we pay her.
$90, so she
said Campbell. Right.
She still needs to earn another $20 just to break even on the business
right.
license.
For her, this was a perfect summer gig.
Was?
Quote, to just helping out and raising money for admissions and trips, unquote, said Elena Paris. But now it's become a hassle. One of the men that cut several yards made a remark to one of our neighbors, quote, that if he saw her cutting grass again, that he was going to call Gardendale because she didn't have a business license.
At least the guy's honest.
Camp. Yeah. He's coming after a kid when a kid is at least trying to do work. There's kids at home on iPads and electronics and not wanting to go outside, said Paris. Mayor Stan Hoagland said, when operating a business for pay within the city limits, you must have a business license. He said sending someone after a child making extra money over the summer is not a priority, but he is committed to finding a way to make this less of an issue for teens.
It's not a priority, but we'll still do it because it's our job.
Right, and by less, maybe we'll knock that fee. Maybe if you're a teenager and you're enrolled in school, they'll drop it from $110 to $100. You know,
$109.99. It's the teenager discount.
Exactly. I'd love to have something on our books that gave us more favorable response to that student out there cutting grass. And see if there's maybe a temporary license during the summer months that targets teenagers, said Mayor Hoagland. That targets teenagers?
All right, so...
why are you targeting anyone?
So how about a prorated of, oh, you're only operating for 4 months out of the year, so we'll divide 110 by four. Oh, you know what? That's not easily divisible, so we need to bump the regular permit up to 120 so that we can divide by, and then it's just $10 a month.
Oh, God. Now Mayor Hoagland says that it's just unfortunate that that issues as small as a teenager cutting grass trigger these types of complaints. He said he doesn't want this to discourage kids from trying to earn money.
So here's an idea, Mayor Hoagland, and I am not fairly certain that you'll ever hear this, but here's an idea. You're the mayor. You can ask your city council to repeal this stupid ordinance.
Right, and do it today. Do it today, and then your problem goes away. All the bad press you're getting because of this goes away. And maybe, you'll get a good warm feeling in your heart that you did the right thing for once. It's not hard to do. Just give it a try.
You're assuming that a mayor who says, it's unfortunate that we have this law, but I'm still going to have the police enforce it, is going to be persuaded by feelings and emotions.
Anybody who says, and see if there's a temporary license during the summer months that targets teenagers. I'm sorry, you're reprehensible. Just go away. Give up government. That's even a better way. Just resign right now.
Yep.
Go ahead, get out while you still have a soul. That would be a good step.
I'm not sure he
still
has
a
soul,
but it may be a little bit of redemption for him. And then you can start lobbying for these teenagers that you're oppressing.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Johnny calling in from Louisville, Kentucky. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, are you guys talking about Gardendale, New York?
No, this was Gardendale, Alabama, suburb of Birmingham.
Oh, okay. Howard Stern, dickhead.
I'm not sure what that was.
That's weird.
I thought he had another Gardendale. He could have... If you're listening and you're a little bit confused and you call in, you find out you got the wrong subject, that's okay. Just bring up another one. It's okay.
Well, he had something completely different listed as his show topic. And
what was that? I'm kind of curious.
Declaring bankruptcy.
Okay. Yeah, we could have talked about that.
Yeah. You know, calling in from Louisville, allegedly, which is, you know, fairly large city. Wasn't sure if maybe the city of Louisville was declaring bankruptcy because, you know, we know that governments do that.
Or that they require a license now for anyone who wants to declare bankruptcy.
Now, there's the brilliant ad.
Being facetious.
There's the brilliant ad that was put out. I cannot think of the name off the top of my head, but it runs on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. about this guy. You know, it's a fictionalized thing where the guy goes in and says, oh, yeah, I've got this idea for a small business. And the lady says, well, you know, you've got to file a thing to go out of business, too. And she's like, well, I've invented these shoes that allow me to float. And she's like, oh, wait, you really are flying. You need to call the FAA and this and that.
It is a great ad. It's
brilliant, but, you know, it just shows the absurdity of all of the bureaucratic redundancy.
And they rattle off 15 or 20 different bureaus that, if you think about flying shoes, that, yeah, if you actually invented them, you would probably have to jump through every one of those hoops.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, and again, I want to make sure that we reiterate, even though this particular story is about a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama, I can guarantee you this is not the only city cracking down on teenagers cutting grass.
Right, or a million other stupid things that the government has no business being involved in.
Right, and one of you mentioned earlier the lemonade stands.
Right.
And there have been things to where people wanted to wind up, in addition to the lemonade, maybe sell a brownie or two.
Right.
But because those brownies weren't prepared in a commercial kitchen, you're not allowed to sell those. You can give it away. Oh, wait, you're just giving food randomly to homeless people in the park? Nope, that's illegal.
That's illegal now, too.
Because we said so. Even in Keene, New Hampshire, where this show originates from, there have been, you know, people that were giving food or even just selling food to their friends where they got cease and desist orders. And I've actually read the ordinance, and the ordinance is written in such a way as to where if Chris, me and you meet up in a park and I bring the sandwiches that I've made, and I hand you a sandwich, I am distributing food, doesn't matter if it's for profit or not. Distribution of food without a permit is illegal.
Unreal. Unreal. And I run a small business. Daryl's been in my business. Heather's been in my business. And we happen to sell some jams and jellies and, you know, maple syrup and stuff like that. You know, come to find out here in Keene, New Hampshire, I had to apply for a restaurant license. So even though everything I sell is all prepackaged, you know, it's just stuff.
There's also no seating.
Yes, I cannot.
You're not allowed to have seating.
I could, but then I'd be a higher level of restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. If we did not get you on the show tonight, call in earlier tomorrow because we do this live all 7 nights of the week, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.